Chime, great pick. I just heard that in a show on Apple, that Talking Head song. Show on Apple called The Crowded Room, which I would recommend. Amanda Seyfried. How do you say her name?
Amanda Seyfried.
Pretty good. It's like there's a shooting and there's a dude that did it, and she is a psychiatrist that is involved in trying to figure out. So I won't say anything else about it, but
she's in two things right now too, because I just started watching. It's called Long Bright River, and she's on that as well.
What's that on?
At Peacock.
Okay.
She plays a police officer in Philadelphia.
Pretty good. I have yet to watch Celtic City episode 3. So,
well, you want my lead? I'll give it to you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, is that your lead?
Yep.
Okay.
I am. Celtic City has been spectacular. Maybe it hits a little bit home for me because being from here and then seeing it and kind of knowing it and hearing it and knowing the Celtics history. But yesterday they dropped episode 3. It was a great episode. It was mainly about the 70 Celtics, the Havlicek, Hondo, you know, era, Collins, JoJo White, just that whole era, Tommy Heinsohn as the coach, which was tremendous.
Yeah.
To give some insight. They sprinkled a little bit of the busing situation there with
in South Boston.
Yeah, and they had Donnie Wahlberg on because I guess he got bussed from Dorchester to Roxbury. And then they had Bell Biv DeVoe on, Michael Bivins and them, because they got bussed from Roxbury to Southie. They just had a little bit of that because Collins and I think it was JoJo White did like a PSA during that time.
Yeah.
I was too young to remember those days. But I am excited about next week because finally it is here. The Hick from French Lick, because they end the episode basically kind of giving the bird introduction.
Yeah.
So next week, and I'm hoping, because there's only 8 episodes, so I'm hoping episodes 4 and 5 focus on the 80s Celtics and the whole Bird era, the whole Magic era, and just everything that happened during that whole, you know, 80s, early 90s run. And then you can have 6, 7, and 8 go wherever they need to go. But I am super excited about
you love
next
it.
Week. Yeah, I think it does a tremendous job.
So the first 2 episodes, I thought we talked about it a lot on the show, but I thought they were both extraordinary. And how does it rank when you compare it to The Last Dance?
I like it better, but maybe
you do?
Yeah, maybe I'm biased because
from here and you're a homer.
Yeah,
and,
yeah. So it might not get the same type of pop of The Last Dance because The Last Dance is obviously focusing on Michael Jordan, who has an unbelievable like grip globally on, you know, just who he is. The whole publicity around him. So, but for me, I like it because it's kind of things that I can remember. It's places I know. So they did a really good job with it. Everybody in it has been really good. And Bill Simmons, you know, I guess him and his dad, and like they talked about all the games they used to go to, and
yeah,
you know, really a diehard fan. I guess his dad had season tickets, and it was like $4 to get tickets back in the day. So
yeah,
imagine that. But no, yeah, if you haven't watched it, it's one of those documentaries that I think if you're a Celtics fan or just a sports fan here locally, you'll enjoy it.
Okay, all right, thank you, Wiggy.
You got it.
You brought up the references that are made in episode 3 to busing and South Boston, and so I would like to just go back quickly, and I am aware that I have been obsessed with this lately, but it is driving me crazy. The parade happened on Sunday in South Boston, as it has for decades, and there were 9 arrests. That was 2 less than there were last year. Yesterday, City Councilor Ed Flynn was whining again about the parade in South Boston, which has, to be clear, has occurred in South Boston every St. Patrick's Day weekend for decades. When he was growing up, Ed Flynn, and his dad was the mayor, the parade was going on, and people, unfortunately or fortunately, got drunk around it. But here is Ed Flynn and what he was whining about yesterday.
there was still excessive drinking from young boys and girls that had these jugs of booze. We were very strict on people drinking along the parade route. I am concerned about what happened yesterday, knowing that we did almost everything we possibly can.
Oh, come on.
He wants to get rid of the parade.
Yeah, but like, why can't, in the world that we live in after New Orleans and all these crazy things that we've seen happen, these terrible tragedies that have happened at parades around the country, you just had a parade with no major incident. A massive parade, no major incident. Mm-hmm. Take that as a win. Mm-hmm. As a city of Boston, we should say, wow, our security around this parade, the way in which everything went, you had 9 arrests for people drinking, getting drunk.
So he don't like the drinking now.
Ooh, he doesn't like the Borgs. I mean, he's got a real problem with Borgs.
And listen, I don't want to throw anybody like in a stereotypical bucket, but I tell you what, I've drank with some, you know, Irish people from Southie before.
Oh, you have?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And they can drink you under the table. Yes. And it's interesting that Flynn's like, you know what? We don't want no drinking around here in Southie.
I mean, I would say it was, I mean, the police officers were amazing. There were maybe 100 stationed inside Medal of Honor Park.
Yeah.
They, like, surrounded the playground. They kept coming up to us being like, is it okay? Like, is he able to play? I'm like, it's fine. We're fine. We're just, like, I feel so bad for those guys where they have to deal with that. And Ed Flynn's just standing here. Sadly, his constituents must be complaining about it. That's the only reason you would do it. Like, that the older part of Southie finds it to be a headache, but it's never easier to just sit inside
if you don't want to go. I don't get that. The older part of Southie has been there forever, and they know what happens at the parade.
Don't you think it's more the older part of Southie is like, because the parade is now probably more dominated by yuppies in their mind, where it's not the locals that dominate it no more, so they're tired of that.
Yeah, but it's not. You can't call them yuppies anymore. Like
Curtis, how long have you
lived in Southie?
I moved into Southie in November of 2009.
Okay, so like, but you're talking about living there for over 10 years.
But
like,
Curtis, that's not necessarily the majority of the people.
Fun fact, Greg, for the biographers out there, if you're listening, I have now lived in South Boston longer than Dover.
And I think, Shime, when you actually live there, Southie is turning from being like the destination for kids straight out of college, where while there is still some of that, it's turning into more families. Like, it's people that are deciding to spend their life.
But they're not from there. That's what it seems like. The older people are complaining about the older people. And when you're talking,
well, then they're just cranky.
But that's how old people are. When you're talking about, it seems like the St. Paddy's Day Parade. This was my first one, so I have no idea. And I'm just going based on, I feel like they feel the ones that are complaining, because like you said, Ed Flynn has been there forever, that it seems like they're complaining about all these newer people that are coming in.
Right, that are daring to have fun at an event outside when spring finally starts in Boston. Right.
Yeah. There was still excessive drinking from young boys and girls that had these jugs of booze. We were very strict on people drinking along the parade route. I am concerned about what happened yesterday.
Okay.
There you go.
You are concerned. You're concerned about everything.
No, you're not, because tonight there are people that are going to be pie-eyed on Broadway just like any other night.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And God bless them. It's America. Go get drunk. Have a nice day. It couldn't have been more calm
and
peaceful on Sunday.
It was issues. It was great. I mean, I seen people drinking, but it is what it is. Like, there was no fights that I saw. No. There was millions of police officers, mad security around. You felt safe in the sense of, you know, there was enough cops.
And that's what we should be focused on.
Here's a text from Rhode Island on the Subaru of New England text line, which says Newport's parade has 80 arrests.
Wow.
16 taken into custody, 64 citations, and nobody is complaining in Newport.
Right.
Because they actually have fun every once in a while in that city.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, those are our leads. Coming up, we will get to They Said It Next. That is a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday. And we will certainly discuss what one Pittsburgh Steeler said yesterday about waiting for the biggest dink in football to make a decision about where he's going to play. That and other things coming up right now. Courtney and what is trending this hour.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. The Celtics take care of the Nets last night without Tatum or Brown. 104-96 was your final. Kristaps Porzingis led the team with a double-double, 25 points and 13 rebounds, but it was Baylor Shireman who had a career night with 20 points, 6 threes in his 16 minutes played. Yesterday's Sox game with the Yankees ended in a tie at 4. They have the Tigers at JetBlue today. First pitch at 105. You can listen to the matchup on AM 850 and across the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. We had play-in games last night. UNC beat San Diego State, so they will take on Ole Miss. And Alabama State beat St. Francis in a close one. 70-68 was the final there. They will take on Auburn. Tonight's play-ins will be Mount St. Mary's against American, and Xavier is taking on Texas. And it's a great way. It's great to have goals. It's even better to have experts help you attain those goals. Experts in weight loss, awaken180weightloss.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
You want to know my goal, Courtney?
Yeah.
It's to get to this golf match between Shime and Greg.
Oh, it's on. It is.
It's on like Donkey Kong, baby.
It is on like Donkey Kong.
And I hate to do this to my good friend Shime.
Yeah.
But if his golf game hype is anywhere near his Pokemon trivia hype, you're going to win by 6 shots.
Oh. Ask me actual Pokemon trivia and you'd be shocked.
Oh, Jackson getting
that,
thrown
that was
under the
very
bus.
Embarrassing for you.
Right. It wasn't even embarrassing. I tied him.
No, it was kind of embarrassing.
Yeah, we even had
the tie. You did tie, but it was like Curtis was a little bit more succinct.
Well, that's
smooth.
Because he wasn't asking actual Pokemon questions. No. I had nothing to be succinct about.
I guess maybe
about.
You blame the host.
I had to dodge a barrage of...
Right. Blame Jackson, the host of the show.
Early polling has Greg winning.
Wow. Massive underdog in the golf.
I'd be happy to.
Greg has Bob's bot farming right now.
Are we announcing the matchups for the Ick Bracket Round 2?
Yep, we're all ready to
we'll
go.
We'll do that later, okay.
Oh, it's 34 degrees and sunny, afternoon high of 50.
Okay, we are back with They Said It Now, and we'll update the Round 2 of the Ick Bracket next. It is a Celtics Wednesday. That means Mego, our Celtics insider, will be in here at 9. Tomorrow, Bruins Thursday, then we are off to the western part of the state because we have a snow show on Friday morning at Wachusett Mountain, and we have a pregame tomorrow night at the Copper Top Lounge at Wachusett to watch some basketball early, and then perhaps a late dinner at the barn.
Mm-hmm.
So looking forward to seeing all of you on Friday morning. Shime, on the personal text machine, I just heard from my guy Walter at Granite Links.
Oh, boy.
April 2nd is opening day. So they would like to host the pre-diabetic open. You v me, 9 holes. Now, do you have an issue? Because that is my home course.
Nope. Okay. Play wherever you want.
Okay.
Anytime, anywhere.
If you want, we could go to George Wright or the Unicorn or someplace where you feel more comfortable. Maybe Ponka Pog.
Great course.
Like your normal level of course. But if you don't mind, Granite Links will host it there.
Yeah, no, I'd love to play there. That sounds great.
Texter would like to wager on it if FanDuel is so inclined. I will ask them today.
And Greg, because I'm such a good guy, yes. If you guys want to do it at Woodland, I'll pay.
You mean your father will. Yes. All right. Well, it's on, Chime. You will regret what you said earlier this morning.
Match of the century.
Yeah.
Find out.
The match. The match two. Shime v. me. Let's get right to this.
It's time for...
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the ass.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
I am giving 0 strokes because of your cockiness.
Well, yeah, it's fine. I don't need any.
We don't want you to have one. And one quick thing, right before this, later on the show, I would like to do an emergency top 5 of most satisfying eating and drinking places, because post-golf food is so good.
Yeah.
Like, you finish your round, you sit outside, you have a cocktail, if that's your thing, get some great little nuts or some, you know, pretzel chips, got some hot dogs, some burgers.
Granite Links mozzarella sticks.
I am biased, but I would argue that the food selection at Crossing Nines at Granite, out of doors, looking over the city, is
beautiful.
The best that there is.
And great quality.
I've done a million of those, like, tournaments where people are like, oh, can you come? And there's no place, because a lot of the food at some of these other places is like stuffy, and but there, you know, there's no place like that. You can actually get like good pizza there. You can get the wings, or they do boneless wings there, which are pretty good.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's not even close, man.
We could. My guy Bucky over at Oak Hillshime is inviting us out there if you want to go to a neutral site.
No, let's play at Granite Links. I want to beat you on your own home course.
Ooh, wow. Oof, confidence right there.
I am going to be spooked during this one.
Can we stream this on Twitch, too? I want the whole world to see this.
Of course we can.
Holy guacamole.
Yes, we can. We will. Where do we stand on beverage cart? Is that allowed during the entire round? Or
if you need it, I mean.
Okay. All right. We'll use my member number. That's fine. I owe you a dinner at Moo anyway, so this will count for that. I'll pick
up
the greens.
Just a water bottle is good.
Shive goes to Awaken 180. He comes out Joe Namath.
Have you seen the argument about golf?
I like to call my shot.
Have you seen the argument? It's a pretty good one about golf that you have to pay the cart fee.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're the individual who is not driving, why do you have to pay the cart fee? There should only be one cart fee per group.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, if you're taking one cart and it's two people, it should still just be one cart fee.
Correct.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
I'm on board on that. All right. Where do you want to start with They Said It?
Well, let's start with Cam Hayward of the Pittsburgh Steelers has weighed in on waiting for Aaron Rodgers.
Mm.
He doesn't seem too thrilled about it. Here was Cam Hayward.
I want to play football. I'm tired of talking about the quarterback situation. I'd rather have it done. I don't know what ends up happening. I don't know, man. Like, this is, I'm ready to move on in the free agency. There's too much going on.
So if they called you and were like, we need you to follow him into the darkness for a couple days. If he says, if you come down there with him, he's signing. Are you going to be off the grid for a little bit, go to the darkness and try to get this guy? We need you. You're our best recruiter. I'm about to get into Darius Slay, and it sounds like you recruited him too. So we need you to start recruiting. Get that NIL bag out like you did at Ohio State.
I ain't doing that darkness retreat. I don't need any of that crap. Like, either you want to be a Pittsburgh Steeler or you don't. That's simple. That's the pitch. Like, if you want me to recruit, that's the recruiting pitch. You know, Pittsburgh Steelers, if you want to be part of it, so be it. If you don't, No skin on my back.
Oh, I love it.
He would take him though.
Oh, but he thinks he's a tool. He's like, I'm not doing any of that. I'm not following him into a darkness. And it basically
the question was asked, but he wasn't like, we don't want Aaron Rodgers.
No. But the question was asked is, if you did that, you would get him. If you followed him in, would you do it for that? And he's like, no. So to me, that's like, Aaron Rodgers is Aaron Rodgers. Whatever. Like, either you want to be a Pittsburgh Steeler or you don't.
Right, but do you think it's Rodgers or do you think it's the Steelers going, do we want this guy? I think it's the Steelers going, do we want this guy? Because Aaron Rodgers clearly wants to play. He's just waiting to see who's going to sign him.
There's really no other option for the Steelers at this point. Are they going to go back to Russell Wilson?
No.
I don't think so.
Nope. I think he was visiting Cleveland
Jameis Winston. Aaron Rodgers, he likes the attention. He loves the fact that everybody's waiting to decide where he's going to go. There aren't many options left for him either.
He said he wants to go to Minnesota. He's waiting on them.
So it's really the Vikings, the Steelers, or the Giants, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
but
I
how
think
much
he's
does
waiting
Aaron...
on what one of these teams are going to give him an
it's
offer.
It's one thing if a team wants him. It's another thing if they'll pay him what he wants.
Well,
and Shime said yesterday, who would ever pay Aaron
Rodgers?
I'm
not saying that they're going to pay him, but... If, like, say Pittsburgh wanted him, said, all right, hey, Aaron, we're going to give you 1 year and $10 million with another $10 million in incentives.
Yeah.
You want it? If not, see you later.
Okay, what's next, Shime?
Well, Greg, another football player who just made news recently, a guy that I would love on my team, even if some people see him as a diva, Ja'Marr Chase, arguably the best receiver in football, got paid not too long ago, sat down in front of the media and talked about kind of what this money means to him going forward.
Money just gives me access to do stuff I haven't done when I was younger. That's all it does right now. I mean, my friends told me to this day I've never changed. I don't think I will change. I'll always be the same person. I'm confident. You know, I'm always been the same. I've never changed. So if anybody can say I changed, there's something wrong.
Yeah. Mm. Patriots don't want guys like that.
Nope. No.
Definitely
no,
not.
They want guys who walk into the stadium barefoot,
right,
and who have, you know, in 8 years have 40 catches.
Right. They want guys who have an aversion to catching the football.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to be too demanding.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They want guys who work out. They don't want guys like DK Metcalf, no, who looks like he's absolutely shredded to the nines.
Yes,
Wiggy,
Curtis?
You're an NFL superstar. If you're always available but never open, what the F is the difference?
Yeah.
So, like, okay, maybe Steph Diggs will not go hard on every play, or DK Metcalf misses a game. But if the shoeless wonder is on the field and he's never open, who the hell cares?
Yeah, and DK Metcalf, every receiver, if the play is going away from them, doesn't matter who you are, Julian Edelman, DK Metcalf, Randy Moss, Mac Hollins, if the play's going away from you, every guy
and
is like
DK Metcalf has barely missed any games, like, yeah, ever.
Everybody goes, all right, I'm gonna take it a little bit easy here because I know they're running away from me. I'm on this side of the field. So everybody does.
Should we get to the Tom E. Curran audio from this radio station yesterday that we are referring to?
Sure, Greg. Yeah, let's get to that.
Let's do that now, man.
Yeah, let's get right to that. Tom E. Curran was on with Jones and Keefe yesterday on a Tom E. Tuesday and had this to say on the Patriots' lack of a pursuit of wide receivers.
I completely agree with you. I was thinking that yesterday. What was their plan B at wideout? I don't think it was Davante Adams. Certainly wasn't going to be T. Higgins. Cooper Kupp, as Diana Rossini reported late Thursday, the Patriots weren't really in on it. Now, I don't know if that was Kupp's decision or the Patriots' decision. Metcalf, they pushed away from the table on. I think you're right that the Chris Godwin money went to Carlton Davis. So that, to me, they were non-starters in terms of conversation at the wide receiver position, which the most important thing to them right now, one of, is making sure that the huddle and atmosphere around Drake May is pristine. They want the most important voice in his ear to be Josh McDaniels, not a wide receiver who just showed up and is going to be here for 2.5 or 3 years, who has his own set of self-interests to serve.
Well, DK Metcalf would have been here, what, 4 years? Because they would have signed him on a 4-year deal.
Who cares if they're only here for 2 years?
Yeah.
That's the way it works in the NFL. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't understand this. I don't get it.
All you're doing is, this is what you're doing. You're saying, okay, we don't want that guy that could potentially be a issue or in the quarterback's ear saying, hey, Drake, I'm open on this or whatever. You're saying, we don't want that guy. We want the guys who don't say nothing, but those guys might not, they're not going to make any plays. Because you know what you're going to have in 2 years? You're going to have a problem because now you're going to be looking for a new quarterback.
You have those guys anyway. Mm-hmm. They are just not at the same skill level as the guys that you're saying no to.
Right.
You had a guy last season who told you that he has the best hands in the NFL.
Right.
Who was able to catch the ball 5 times.
How good do you think Drake May can be without talent? Like, it's going to be really difficult for him. So do you think if he has no talent around him this year, do you think he's going to progress or regress?
I don't think he's going to regress.
But if you have no talent, Greg, it's going to be hard for him. He's going to be out there or maybe he's out there running for his life, or he's trying to make a million plays, and he's going to be throwing interceptions because now he's trying to fit balls into skinny windows, mm-hmm, because he knows, like, well, I got to put more of this team on my back. You run into those issues with him as a quarterback.
If you're really questioning receivers, I encourage you to look around the league and see what Tyreek Hill did for Patrick Mahomes, Stephon Diggs did for Josh Allen, DK Metcalf and Jaxon Smith-Njigba have done for Geno Smith. Justin Jefferson, what he did for Kirk Cousins, CeeDee Lamb for Dak Prescott, Tyreek and Tua and Jalen Waddle, Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase, like. Across the league, every really good quarterback has a really good wide receiver. It kind of comes like that. That's how they get above the fray at quarterback.
AJ Brown, Devontae Smith what they do for Jalen Hurts.
Yep. And outside of Mahomes and Brady, there's nobody that wins Super Bowls without one.
Right. And what's the biggest knock, the biggest problem that he had up until last year? Shout out to my boys, the Eagles.
Yes.
Lamar Jackson and what's his name? Flowers.
Zay Flowers.
Zay Flowers. Up until last year, like, Lamar's biggest knock was he needs a wide receiver, and they never got him one. Then Zay Flowers, they draft. He looks like he's pretty good. Unfortunately, he gets hurt. Then they go out and they sign DeAndre Hopkins this year. So every great quarterback, unless you're Brady, but even Brady still had Rob Gronkowski, and then he had, I mean, Moss was a short period of time, but he had Gronk, who was a great tight end.
And Mahomes has Kelsey.
And even, and even before that, he also had Tyreek Hill to start his career.
Like, Brady's the only one where you can go, all right, he didn't have like that type of wide receiver and was able to do it.
And you can't use that argument anymore, not you, Wiggs, but in general, the one where you can't win with the elite receiver. Tyreek Hill won a Super Bowl. Stafford's been good. He was great with OBJ. OBJ would have been the MVP of that Super Bowl if he didn't get hurt in the first half.
But he also had Cooper Kupp.
Right. He has Cooper Kupp. I mean, like, all these guys. But if you want to say Cooper Kupp's more of a...
A.J. Brown.
Right. A.J. Brown just did it. He was making an issue on the sideline. 2 minutes later, he catches a 60-yard touchdown. Like, it's just the game's changed. You need those guys.
What's next, Sean?
Next, let's go over to the NBA. One of the most important pieces for the Boston Celtics as they gear up for the playoffs would be the health of Kristaps Porzingis, who played really well last night. We can hear from Porzingis and how he's feeling after last night's game.
Feeling all right. Feeling a little bit better with each day, I would say. Energy's going back up. Yeah, but still, for sure, working my way back into to the best shape.
Love it.
I'll take it.
Love it. You got him healthy, and you're I wish the playoffs would start. Like, let's go.
Like, I think it's like 15 more games. Yeah, so they got a nice little road run here. So you get through that. And
all right, is that it, Chime?
One more quick one for you, if you want. The hero though from last night's game, Baylor Shireman, talked about how Boston has quite possibly the best environment he's ever been in.
Probably, you know, top three environment I've ever been a part of. And obviously I've played in a lot of big, you know, games. And so it's just special. And, you know, that's obviously what makes Boston, so elite and, you know, the best sports, you know, town in the country, best city in the country.
Hear, hear.
Yeah.
Good job.
I will say one thing about the Celtics. I saw early this morning on Twitch somebody write in that they spent a lot of money on their ticket last night to not see the Jays play. So Greg always brings that up, and that is something that people still get upset about.
Yeah, I mean, but it's the NBA.
Right.
Yeah.
And at this point of the season, it's like, what do you expect?
Yep. Yeah, I understand that argument, and I do, but I think you have to be aware that if you're going, you may not see the superstars that you want to see in the NBA.
You have to look at it and compare it.
They should do a cheaper ticket for load management nights. Like, they should call it load management night.
No, they should.
And it's a half price ticket.
But you got to look at it. You got to look at it how it would be like if your team was good in the NFL and you went to a week, you know, 16 or 17 game.
Yeah.
You might not see those guys. You know, this is their week 16, 17.
Okay. They said it. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday. Reminder that you can watch this show every day, either on YouTube or on Twitch, and it is brought to you every single day on Twitch by Springer's Jewelers. There are three locations you can visit: tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire; Portland, Maine; and Bath, Maine. Visit springersjewelers.com. And Terp running the pitch show this morning.
Yes.
See what happens?
I did not know that. I did see Terp come in early.
Yep. Mitch, Twitch Mitch announced to me yesterday he is flexing the next 4 days.
Wow.
So,
first time he's ever flexed.
Yeah.
Ever since he started with us, ever.
It's a trickle down effect, right?
It is.
Trickle down effect.
Yep.
Trickle down effect.
Oh, you're unbelievable.
They look around. Oh, they're taking off.
Right.
They're flexing.
See, that's he's what happens. Flexing. People go, well,
she's flexing.
Oh, Courtney's off to Florida. Yeah. Oh, Shime is off to Florida.
She took off 2 days.
Curtis is working remotely.
I hate flex days.
Yeah. You know what? I just didn't know that Wiggy was such like a Gestapo, you know?
No, I'm not.
You really are.
No, I'm just saying for my fearless leader, Courtney, the one who sits here and
what,
says...
What am I supposed to say? Mitch says, I got a bachelor party and a wedding that I have to go to. So what am I supposed to say?
I just can't wait for Wiggy's next day off, right, because I am just going to just talk only about that.
My next day off might be one where we're all off, because that's the type of work that I'm putting in.
Well, that's a decision you make.
Courtney.
That sounds very sad. Greg, I'm sorry that you haven't...
No. Greg's our leader. He sits here and he criticizes. And you always get on his case. Oh, you're a boomer this, you're a boomer that. He criticizes...
So I'm keeping it 100.
He criticizes people who don't go into work, use all these flex days, and remote. And then...
And when I'm here on those days when you take vacation, what are you going to say?
He allows his staff.
He just doesn't listen to you.
No, it doesn't care.
He allows his staff to do the same thing.
Yeah, but Shime works a million weekends. Hold on. So what are we talking about?
So I worked every weekend for
last four years ago.
Right.
Yeah, we're still talking about the Sunday football show from when I started. The first season I was here, that was 3 years ago.
Last year was the only year I didn't do Sunday football.
No,
yes, it was.
No.
You want go ask Ken.
I will.
It was the last year was the only year I didn't do Sunday football.
Right, the year prior, you called in driving to your
and all house. I said
to do your three keys.
All I said
the year prior, you called in.
Yeah.
Right.
You said keeping
while
it
driving to Gillette on a bad AAF phone.
Right. No, I always have a good
phone. You said,
"All
right, guys, now we got to win the turnover back.
Yes,
got to protect the quarterback.
Here's my three keys. Here are three keys to success,
Courtney. You said keeping it.
Now this is going to be one sentence, so don't stop.
Number one,
I'm keeping it.
Number one, ball control. Now, hang on to the ball.
Greg, you done got
soft. Greg's not soft. And all the people in Twitch are like, well, I work, a million hours a week. Well, that's what you decided to do with your life.
Right. I'm going to text LB, Shu, Danielle, and see if Greg hasn't got soft.
Okay. I'm soft. All right.
I think you look swole. I would never say that.
News with Courtney coming up next. And science apparently has officially determined how much more the hot people make at work than we do. So that is coming up. News next.
It's time for...
I rise today to recognize a specially crafted food that draws people from across the country to my hometown of New Haven, Connecticut. It is called Abiz.
The news.
It's not no bad pizza. New York pizza sucks. Connecticut pizza sucks.
It does.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
The new line on Unlimited Ultimate, let me try this one more time.
Sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, with 5 locations throughout New England and at northeastmenshealth.com on WEEI.
What do you think they would say if I stood up?
Well, I know Wiggy doesn't care because, anything in space, I guess, is WPS, but the Crew 9 had a perfect splashdown yesterday after Suni Williams and Butch Wilmore spent the last 9 months trapped in space. If you're watching on Twitch, I believe Terp has the video of all this going down. It was a 17-hour journey back to Earth. The crew of four will undergo medical checks before they were cleared to go home. Did anybody else watch besides me?
No, I missed it.
Yeah.
So it was unbelievable. If you're watching, this is how they came down. Perfect splash landing. It literally looks AI generated. Then all of these boats came, pulled the vessel from the water, and then pulled the people out from the vessel. You know what I wasn't really thinking about was how long they've been up there with zero gravity. So then getting them on their feet once they were back on Earth was hard, obviously. So
and
they were wheeled off.
You were feeling a lot of anxiety on their behalf.
Yeah.
As you often do.
Yeah. I mean, things have gone wrong for them and to be stranded up there for 9 months. I can't imagine one of my parents being up there and then worried about their journey home. So very happy that everything happened without any issue. Here's the audio from inside Mission Control.
Brace for splashdown.
And splashdown. Crew 9 back on Earth.
It's awesome.
Okay.
Very fitting on a day where the final documents of the JFK assassination files were released. The guy that had the guy behind our pursuit of the moon in the Space Center. JFK.
Yes. And a little, we give a little thumbs up to Elon Musk and his crew for making that happen yesterday. I like to bring up Elon because
Teslas alone, people.
It triggers some of our listeners. What?
It's so annoying that people are going out there and vandalizing like just random cars.
It's crazy.
People's random Teslas. Cyber trucks.
Yes, I know.
Like leave.
It's a bit unhinged.
Yeah, it, like if
you don't think people should be lighting somebody else's Tesla on fire.
Like, if you don't like
because you disagree with somebody politically,
right?
You make a great point.
You don't even know because I saw.
You have no idea how they voted politically. If they own a Tesla.
I saw a guy.
Like enough.
A guy on social media and like he went to take his kid to the doctors or something. Came out and his Cybertruck was vandalized. Like I'm like leave. That's how people get killed.
And it's like people with non-Tesla electric cars still use those Tesla chargers, by the way. So just throwing that out there too.
It's really
hate on Elon all you want. Go to Twitter, write all the stuff you want. Go in front of Tesla and pick it all day long. But just don't vandalize people's vehicles.
Right. A flight from Boston to Denver had to return back to Logan due to mechanical issues mid-flight.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
It's another day, another issue. Here's one passenger, Reg Warren, on BZ.
When we were circling and I didn't hear anything, got a little concerned. First, we heard the gear coming down, so we knew we were in good shape, and we landed without any issues. Interesting, my wife said, well, you can fly out there, but I'm going to stay home this time.
So
the wife doesn't want to fly anymore.
It was a JetBlue flight. It was an Airbus 220.
What was the problem with it?
They're not releasing, but they said everybody was safe.
Probably the hydraulics. I had that issue on the... Remember we went to Italy and we had to turn around halfway through the thing? And they had the ambulances and the fire trucks on the runway when you land, which is very comforting. Mm.
I almost had my first in-flight fight of my life.
Ooh, wow.
We were coming home and a guy wearing a mask, which is perfectly fine, was standing right outside of the cockpit door for like 35 minutes, like gyrating and talking to a flight attendant, and like he seemed like really off.
Yeah.
And I'm just watching it, and we're all looking around at each other. Like, I looked at this guy, like, because I took my seatbelt off. I'm like, if he does something, I get off.
Did you jump up and go into karate chop mode?
I jumped up. I said, here's my father. No, I went up, and I said, what are you doing in front of the cockpit? You're freaking me out. And he said, I'm just having a conversation. I go, for an hour? And then he sat down. It was really a remarkable moment. But doesn't it freak you out when people are right outside of the cockpit door?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't bother me. I feel like you're in the air at that point. There's really nothing that you can do. Like,
well, if somebody gets into the cockpit, there's something they can do.
Yeah, I think it's like extremely difficult. Like,
now
if he starts
beating
on the door, maybe he's trying to hit on the flight attendant. Who the hell knows?
Yeah, they block off that entranceway, like, at the end of the aisle, though, when the pilots are coming out of the cockpit normally, don't they?
Yeah.
Right, but if the pilot came out of the cockpit with that guy already there.
But that's why they call back and forth first.
Yeah.
Use the phone.
Well, next time.
Also, 747, a guess by some in Twitch at what your nine-hole score will be when you and I
golf. All right, at least it's lower than your age.
Karen Reed had the final hearing before trial yesterday, and Judge Bev did not, as some had speculated, get rid of Alan Jackson.
Okay.
She just gave them a stern warning.
All right.
Reed's trial is set to start on April 1st. Here's Judge Bev in the courtroom from Boston 25.
A lawyer is only as good as his or her word, and I need to be able to take counsel at their word. So I'm not going to tolerate false statements, any stretching of the truth, no misleading distortions. There's no place for that in the courtroom.
Mm-hmm. All right. Have you watched any of the new documentary on the Karen Reed trial?
I have. I've watched the episodes that are out. Cannot wait for the next one.
That network is called
ID.
ID something Discovery.
Yeah, Investigation Discovery. Yes, but you can watch it on Max.
Okay.
Yeah, they have it on HBO Max. Yeah. I thought it was really well done. It's clearly, I think it's doing a good job, even though the only people that are really speaking on it directly attached to the trial is Karen, Alan Jackson, her legal team. But you hear from...
Well, they have the other... on the John O'Keefe side of things,
but
too.
But it's his friends that did not speak during trial.
Yeah.
Like, none of the witnesses, I'm saying, from the other side or from the prosecution. But I think they do a good job showing both sides.
Anything new?
Showing both sides?
Nothing new, per se. Oh. Yeah.
All right. Well, trial is, I guess, a couple weeks away.
April 1st.
Second one.
Yeah.
All right. We got to take a break. We will get to the rest of today's news, including science, which has apparently officially determined how much more the hot people make it work than the rest of us. So that is coming up next.